forget his name, Fred Gaskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice, I'm about to see the light.
Is half three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay.
Oh, yeah.
Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you 2 pound town with a strap.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I have one question for everyone. Both of you, chat, one singular question. Where else would you rather be?
Nowhere.
I can't wait to spin this daggum wheel. I've been thinking about it all day long. The wheel rendition last week was such a fun thing that I just think we got to keep it going. And we have a banger set for tonight.
But shout out to Christian Rao on that.
Shout out to Christian. But hey, shout out to Zach too, because Zach went on a tear of over under scenarios that will never be topped in the history of mankind.
I'm not supposed to talk about this. This isn't public info, but odds makers call me for line.
Yeah, they do.
It was incredible, and I did not see one that I said no to. I was like, I did not see one where I was like, no,
you
don't.
You
that.
Might if you would have saw some of them I added after. You might say no.
Some I sent just to Christian. All right, I think
and
we got
and
two
some I didn't tell
we
any
start
of you.
Spinning wheels. So
what's that? Right?
We got two things to get to before we start spinning wheels. You got a story.
Yeah, you want
to
go first?
A new feature.
A new feature, yes. Are you talking about the premium feature that drops on Monday? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the voicemail.
Oh, the voicemail. Okay, yeah. Okay.
The only time I'm ever going to ask trumpets to be turned off. The only time in the entire in existence.
Yeah.
Can you turn it all the way off or just down, way down?
Off's fine. We can bring it back up after.
We're off. Okay. All right. So remind me what the first thing was again.
You said you had a story.
Okay. All right. Here's my story. All right. So I go, my tag's being renewed, right? So you got to go to the DMV and it's just a miserable experience.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I might check out a vanity plate. Surely there's nobody that's going to have this nobody's going to have this in the state of Alabama. So I go in, I'm going to get an Auburn plate. I said, she said, write down what you want on the plate. So I said, C5, slide it under. It's almost like it's a drug deal. You can't say it out loud. You write it down, you slide it under the glass. She said, I'm sorry, it's taken.
No way.
Who out there has a tag that C5 means anything to them other than me? I'll buy it from you. So if you're listening right now and
did you try another one? Did you do C and spell out 5?
I should have done that one. I'll try that one actually. But so Boog was taken. Boog was taken. Barn was taken.
Could you have done Boog with zeros, B00?
Well, actually, I don't know if you know this, Zach, but you can't put O's on tags. If you put an O in, it is a zero. So it would be B00G. Fun fact for everyone in the chat. There are no O's on tags in the state of Alabama, apparently.
I've only always had a vanity tag.
Yeah, you're Pat.
Really?
What's yours? Can I say it?
I don't know. Is it okay to say? Is that something I need to protect? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean,
is it okay to just say? I don't know if I want to, actually. I don't know. What can you do with a license plate number? I don't know.
You can't do anything. You can't do anything with a license plate number. Anyway, C5's taken. So if you're listening out there or you know who has it, let me know. I mean, that's
okay.
Ridiculous.
That's number one. What's number two?
What was the feature thing you're talking about?
The voicemail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a voicemail. All right. So we're working on a voicemail line. Okay. And in the meantime, if you want to record a voicemail, we will vet them. We will vet them. I mean, very loosely, as you're about to hear. And we will play them. So right now you can email them to me until we get the voicemail line set up. But we got one, and it's from it's hilarious. He tells his name in it. So I'm just going to go ahead and play it. And Bubba, if you didn't want me to play it, that's on you.
Don't know why
you're
sending it.
That is on you, my guy. So here we go. This is our very first Barncast voicemail. I can't wait.
Good morning. This is a Bubba Davis from Batavia, Ohio, from way of Greenville, Alabama. Good morning, Mr. Charlie 5, Mr. C5, Mr. C4 Explosion. Boom! Wow, I tell you what, Mr. Ooh. Alex Golish, he's really got me feeling myself so much, I got my hands down my pants. Woo! Man, he's out there recruiting, ain't he? He getting all the boys right in the country. He getting Isaac McNeil Warren. They getting that Chance Gilbert. They're getting that big old running back. I can't remember his name, but he's huge, I'll tell you. And he can
Mison's
run. Mison's
got
like
three
that.
Names.
Man, I know he's got three names. Mison Johnson Cook or something like that. Woo! He's getting them all. Man, he's recruiting so well. He's going to beat the Soviet Union again. I mean, that boy,
I don't know what that means,
he's but. Got me all riled up, and it's freaking July 7th. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Oh, I just know when fall camp starts, he's going to have them boys a-rolling and a-rocking. He's going to have them fighting and a-scruffling. Woo!
Scruffling, baby.
I ain't never been more pumped on a Tuesday in July than I have been now. That boy's got it figured out. I believe in Golish. I believe in them boys, and I believe in the barn. Woo! War, damn, eagle.
Can't beat that.
That was the best wrestling promo I've ever heard in my life.
He cut a wrestling promo. That's exactly what that was.
That could have been worse. That was good. Yep. That
scruffling was is a new word that I'm adding. A scruffling is a new word that I'm adding. Yeah, this is the one. So new members only show on Monday. My man Christian. Coffee and cornbread. Let's go. Basically, if we put out a lot of content on a daily basis, and Christian is going to help you with the highlights. So it's going to be on audio for everyone, but if you want to catch the video version with the actual video clips, you got to be a premium member. It's basically a recap show, a reaction show to all of our shows every single day. Can't wait.
Bright and early.
Cannot wait to see that one, Christian. So be on the lookout for that. Green names on
Monday.
There's
going to be some fun little tidbits in there as well, too, that I'm going to need some help in engaging with, getting some comments. We're not going to have just highlights. There's going to be a lot of original things in there as well that are going to need viewer engagement. So really fun stuff there.
That's what I'm talking about. This dude's breeding snakes. Breeding snakes and watching barn content. Can't beat that.
I love that. Charlie, I want to go back to something real quick. Alabama plates have 7. C-H-A-R-L-I 5. You just take the E out.
That feels like a girl name. That's a girl way to spell Charlie.
It does, but I mean like.
I like Zach's idea. C and then spell out 5. See if that one's available.
That's not bad. I don't have to look it up. Or you could do C5 A-U-B-R-N. Or BRN, C5 Auburn, but like take the.
Let's spin this wheel. Let's spin the wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
We're 10 minutes in. Let's spin the freaking wheel, boys.
All right, it's time to spin the wheel. The theme tonight.
Massive.
The theme tonight is over under, essentially. The 2026 season.
I have a question for you folks. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Spin the daggone wheel, Christian. Let's go. Oh, it's got a noise now.
All right.
Those are my favorite ones.
Over under 3.5 weeks that Alex Golish says a curse word. I said work. It's curse word at on a presser on a TV. Misspells, it's okay. That's how we're starting. So that's the question.
3.5 weeks till Alex Golish curses on television or at a press conference. I'm saying under, baby.
Yeah.
I'm saying under because he's got a chance against Baylor to be excited and fired up. He's also got a chance after Florida to be excited or fired up or pissed off. So I'm going with under 3.5.
The under feels like a lock here. There's going to be an ass probably dropped. I'm sorry for saying that. But, yeah, there's going to be one of those dropped, I think, pretty quickly. Does it have to be directly in a presser, or can it just be like a hot mic? It's got to be in a presser.
I think I feel comfortable either way. Television.
Yeah, for any reason that we are probably talking about, it would probably fit under those
categories. We were all recording at a like the first part of practice, and he's just dropping F-bombs left and right. Like, that's a given.
Yeah.
I think it's an easy under, and I'm even willing to say it happens if they interview him before the fourth quarter of the Baylor game. Right there.
I might drop hands on the next, line to 2.
Hands
and
on effing next, maybe right on the broadcast. That's an under.
I don't know. We're gonna next. Go. I don't know if we go with the F, but I think you'll get it. You'll get a
fired up.
You'll get a less. You'll get one of those lesser serious ones.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm taking the under. That one's easy. What do you think, chat? Over or under 3.5? I'm actually going to move the line. I'm going to make an executive decision. Move the line to 2.5.
That's fine. All right, okay. Let's do it again.
We're gonna spin the wheel.
Spin it, baby. I love the sound.
I love the sound of.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. Over under the Florida Gators, 7.5 wins this season.
Oh, gosh. Over under Florida.
Might have to get the schedule up for Florida. Obviously, they
Is that the actual like win total?
It is.
Them?
All of these win totals that you have of the opponents are according to FanDuel.
All right. Let's count this together. Christian, you keep count. FAU?
Win.
Campbell?
Win.
At Auburn?
Loss.
Ole Miss?
Loss.
At Mizzou?
I'm going to say loss.
Where's it at? Where's the Mizzou game?
It's at Missouri.
At Mizzou.
Loss.
South Carolina and Gainesville? They probably win that.
Win.
At Texas?
Loss.
Georgia and Atlanta?
Loss.
Host Oklahoma?
Loss.
At Kentucky?
I'm going to say win.
Vandy in Florida.
Win.
So that's at 6. FSU.
I say 6. That's Vandy in Florida.
I think they take
win.
FSU at the end, too. So 6. So 6. So either way, under.
I'm going to take the under.
Yeah.
On 6.5 or 7.5?
It was 7.5.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident in that under.
6-16 is pretty reasonable.
The Missouri game could be a swing game if they're legit or not. Like if
Auburn's a swing game, Mizzou's a swing game.
Yeah. Auburn is not a swing game. Let me tell you right now.
Chat's got them winning 7 games. See 7 we significantly improved.
That's under.
See them getting to 8. That's
still
for sure.
Under. Yeah, I don't think can they get to 8? That's the big question. Yeah.
So their line is 7.5.
Yeah, according to FanDuel. I pulled these all today. So these are all odds from today.
That's crazy. Okay. So their spread is 7.5 and ours is 6.5.
Correct.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm taking the under.
All right. There we go.
Spin the wheel.
Bring it back up.
Sorry.
Spin the wheel.
God, I love that sound.
I mean, it's just a question. It's just a question.
Where else would you rather be? Nowhere.
The answer's nowhere. Where would you rather be, chat? The answer's clearly nowhere. Spin it again.
Nowhere. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel.
I love that that's on the wheel, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to like this one, then. Since we just saw that voicemail... What's the over-under on appropriate voicemails this season? 3.5, I said it at.
The one I sent you was inappropriate, but is inappropriate on there too?
It's not, but okay, fine. Let's move it to inappropriate. Inappropriate voicemails, over-under 3.5. How many of those are we going to get that we are going to have to vet and say, sorry, Wrong number.
So, all right, we got to set the standard. What would you consider the one we played?
I think that's like right.
He's right on the edge of right appropriate.
There. Yeah, that's the one. Close. Like I think, yeah, yeah.
90% of it was totally fine. That 10%. Well,
I mean, it only takes 1% of it to not be fine where you can't play it.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah, I mean, like the energy of that one was great. If you would have cursed, maybe different story, right? We don't want to put that on the show. We don't know who's watching. We don't know if it's what the age group is here. But other than that,
I'm gonna say under.
Inappropriate.
Faith in the barn. Faith in the barn, huh?
No, smash the over. It's over.
I think people are gonna want on the show,
but there's also gonna be some that are gonna go for the laugh, just to know that they
just to know that we heard it. Just to know that we heard it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say
there's gonna
over.
Be at least 10 of those.
Yeah. I'm gonna say over because I've seen the chat.
That's a good point. On I'll Village stay Vice, under, but so. That's a good point.
Smash.
I've seen the live dive chats. So
smash the over. Smash the over for sure.
Did we tell everybody how they can send the voicemails? Did we say
for
that?
Right now, email the barn at thebarnauburn@gmail.com and we're gonna actually get a voicemail line that you can call in and we'll share that. Like, Cheese says under. Cheese, you're crazy.
Wow.
You're crazy.
Right. Bring the wheel back up.
Smash the over. There's Bring the wheel. It spin it.
Let's spin it. Spin
We're the motoring wheel. Through the wheel today.
Hey, there's 51 entries. I think we're okay. Well, we almost. And all right. All right. We almost had to spin again. Did you see that?
Ooh.
Jeremiah Cobb.
That's hilarious.
Over under 1,000 yards rushing.
Under.
I got to really.
And is that because Cobb is just sharing the load? What
yeah, are you taking? I think it's a spreading things out thing.
Let me give me 1 second. I want to look at South Florida last year.
How much did Cobb run in towards the second half of the season when he was truly the guy?
He missed a few games, right?
Right.
He would have made it if he played every game.
And he wasn't the dude at the beginning either. But, like, it's going to be obviously a different dynamic inside of the backfield this year.
Okay, so how much do you think the rest of the backfield is really going to contribute, like, a lot? Like, Bryson 64, Washington.
64%. And I've already tested that. So, like, that's, a, like, actually a legit number. 505 carries last year, rushing carries. Byron Brown had whatever. Yeah, 64% went to the running backs last year at South
Florida. No, I know that. But, like, I'm assuming Byron Brown's going to probably have – 30-40% of the carries, like something like that. Yep. So what I'm concerned about is, do you think that is Bryson Washington, like, is he actually going to be who we thought he was? And is he going to really cut into Jeremiah's load?
I think somebody will, regardless if it's Washington or Omar or Nakai. I think there's three backs and I think there's going to be a drop off after that. And who I think those three are, it changes on a daily basis.
I think I'm okay with going under as well, but I don't think it's any reflection on Cobb whatsoever. I think it's just
well said. I agree.
I think the under is probably going to be tough because I think Byron Brown's going to take a heavy rushing load if he stays healthy. Like, that's kind of his game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go under.
I'm with you. Yeah,
we got a couple overs in the chat.
Got a lot of overs.
I like it. I like it. I also like AU89 just tapping in every like 5 minutes saying time for another beer. Like, I like that too.
Let's go.
Just hanging out on the bar.
Send in a voicemail in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Have a couple more of those and send an email. We'll see how that goes. We'll see you hit it. All right. Bring the wheel up. Let's roll.
Spin the wheel.
Click the wheel. Put the wheel on the screen.
Then I'll do it, Kyle. Sorry.
Yeah, get that, Zach.
I just wanted to say my motto here. Let's spin the wheel.
I got a really funny video to share.
All right. Over under, how many 1,000-yard receivers will we have, or will we have any?
Yeah, I think, is there a 1,000-yard receiver?
Boy, we say this every year, don't we?
I'm saying no. Saying no.
It's a deep room.
I'm going to say yes, and let me tell you why. Because I think I think it's deep, but the more that I think about it, I don't think it's quite as deep as we think it is. Like, once you go past Keyshawn Singleton and Jeremiah Coger on the outside, it feels like there's a lot of slot guys that can play, but it feels like Jeremiah Coger and Keyshawn Singleton are going to play a ton. And depending on how much you go to the outside, they're going to get a lot of opportunities. Byram throws to his right a ton. I think Keyshawn Singleton has a chance to do it. I'm going to say yes, Keyshawn Singleton's that guy this year.
Even though Chaz was leading in receiving before he got hurt?
That's yes. Where my comes in.
Even though.
See, I think that if it's anybody, I think Nimrod shocks people. I think it's
the only reason is because I think that more people will play that inside position. They're going to rotate. I think they're going to have a bunch of guys on that inside position. I don't see Brian Williams Jr. rotating in with Keyshawn Singleton unless Keyshawn Singleton's hurt or he's taken a breath. Like, they don't really rotate or move around those outside guys. They're kind of locked in. So I think I'm gonna go with Keyshawn Singleton. I think he hits 1,000.
Zach, you and Brad brought this up earlier on your episode today of Village Vice. You said, I can't remember if it was you or Brad that brought it up, but Nimrod had like 18 to 20 yards per catch before he got injured.
He did. He was having a big early 4 or 5 games, for sure. No doubt about that. He played outside, though. Remember, he played outside in that system. He played all over the place, but he did primarily catch a lot of passes from the outside. He's going to play a lot on the inside in this system. So that's why I think they're going to go to – I think they're going to go to Keyshawn a bunch. So,
okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Chat, we can see some in the chat. Some people are saying none. We're seeing one. And if it's Singleton is the guy who does it, I mean, yeah, there you go.
Everybody's basically there. Nobody, yeah. Everybody thinks Singleton will be the guy. It seems like Chaz.
I think I'm gonna be the odd man. I'm gonna be the odd man out and say if it's anybody, it's Nimrod. Though that's where I must. I'm gonna plant my flag.
I do think there's an argument of like if there's a boom candidate, it's Nimrod. But if the boom doesn't happen, Singleton's the leading receiver.
Yeah,
that's fine. Fair. Speaking of Village Vices, did y'all get Sbarro's?
No, we went to Cheddar's instead, Jacob J.
You sound upset about it. The way that you explained the Cheddar's on Village Vice this morning.
No, I like Cheddar's a lot. So, Cheddar's is everything Applebee's wishes it could be.
What a marketing. Like, that's the commercial right there. Like,
I've got a video we got to play first before we spin. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's a doozy.
I'm just goofing. New computer goofing.
Look at those thighs, baby.
Leave that in there so I can play it in the live dive for him tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm just goofing.
Leave that in there, Kyle. I know you'll have to delete things. Don't.
Yeah, it's going to give me hives, but I'll leave it in there.
Okay. All
right.
You have to play that one followed immediately by after the Star Crunch one, right after it. Like,
is that one still in there?
I hope so.
Sure, Kyle.
While you look, let me make sure I spin that wheel. Okay. Byram Brown, 3,500 yards from scrimmage.
3,500 yards.
Yep.
From scrimmage. He was over.
This is one of the lines I felt most like good about.
Yep. He had 3,000 passing, 1,000 rushing last year. Going to the SEC, obviously. 3,500 set the line there, over or under.
I mean, I think it settles around there.
That is such a good line.
Thanks, buddy.
That's such a good line. Because I'm thinking passing somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 and rushing somewhere between 500 and 1,000, which is like, if you add that up, it's like 3,500. So if it's like 2,750 and 800 or 2,700 yards and 800 yards rushing, I would take that right now. And I think that's 3,500 total yards from scrimmage.
Here's my question. What feels more comfortable with you at the end of the year if you're looking at his stats? Him at 3,600 total or 3,400? What feels more right? What feels like more right on your numbers?
I think 34 is more realistic.
Sure. Okay. So I think around 700-ish yards what he does rushing. So it's like, can he get to 2,800 passing? I think that's doable.
I just keep saying every year, 2,800 yards passing in a single season is not that hard.
You're right. I'm going over. Let's boog. Why not?
I'm going over. There were so many times during the season last year that he had some big games. So, yeah.
Oh, good question by Albinator. What if he gets 34.99?
That would be an under.
That would be.
Albinator, that's not right how math works.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't round in Vegas. I tell you that. They don't round up in Vegas.
I wish they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends, the odds makers.
I think it's going to be 35.01. How about that?
All right. I'll take it.
Albinator wants to know, what if it is 35.01?
Then you win.
That would be an over. That would be an over.
An over.
That'd be an over.
All right.
Here we go. Let's
Albinator, I love you. I'm just giving you a hard
that.
Time.
Yeah, you're the best, man. Let's spin that wheel. Oh, so close. Ole Miss win total, 7.5.
This win total is fascinating. It's so low to me.
It's the same win-loss total as Florida. Put that in your pipe.
It makes no sense.
That's wild.
Louisville.
Yep, one.
Win. Charlotte, win.
Yep.
LSU, I think they win.
Okay.
At Florida.
Yep.
Win. At Vandy, win.
Yep.
Missouri at home, win.
There's six.
To Texas, lose. Hosting Auburn, I would pick Ole Miss right now. Seven. They lose to Georgia. They lose at Oklahoma. They beat Wofford. They beat Mississippi State.
Nine.
That's eight wins?
That's nine.
It's nine.
Nine if you count as Auburn losing, yeah.
So the three losses were – you had them beating LSU?
I do.
Okay. So the three losses were Texas, Georgia, and Oklahoma?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's an easy over.
I'm taking over.
The line was 7.5.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is tough. I believe in quarterbacks, man. I believe in quarterbacks, and I think Chambliss is the best.
I think their defense is underrated too.
What is pushing it down? Is it just the national belief that there's not a belief in Pete Golding? Like, and everybody thinking it's the Lane train leaving?
And then I don't know.
It's got to be the offensive coaching staff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be the fact that they just put a ton of value in Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. as the offensive drivers of that system, and they got to start
their floor
over.
Feels like eight wins. Their floor feels like eight.
Yeah, their floor does feel like eight. When
FanDuel drop the win totals, this is the one where I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
And I'm still just not there. And everyone's like, oh, over is free money. I was like, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
It's not free money. So what do they know that we don't?
Right.
Let me ask you this. Is Chambliss like 100% free and in the clear?
Yeah, that's over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's tough. I take the over. I say 8-4 is minimum.
Same.
Tell you what, though, if they're right and there's a chance that they lose five games this year,
Auburn's one of them.
I think it's good for us.
That's true.
Yeah, Auburn might be one of them.
That's true. Yeah, show on the other one, probably.
Auburn being sandwiched in between them going to Austin. Christian, you were with me for this. Them going to Austin, and then they play us, and then they also host Georgia the week after.
Trap game.
It's trap game. Trap game to me.
100%. 100%. Yep.
Okay. Spin the wheel. I like it.
Fine. I'll do it. You know what? Fine. I'll do it.
Spin that thing.
You know, tell me 13 or 14 more times, and I'll do it.
Spin that thing. We need like a sound effect for spin that
wheel.
How
about this one?
Oh, baby.
Here's a sound effect.
How about this sound effect?
Play 'em!
You have to have your eyes closed when playing. So you can feel the beat.
All right.
Love it.
I've lost total control of the button. Does y'all screen ever do this really weird thing in StreamYard where it just like shrinks up and messes up.
Mine entirely, probably. Yeah. Probably.
All right, spin the wheel, my guy. Spin it.
Spin it right now.
Wheel.
Hit that button.
This is fun, man. Love this.
Here we go. Best choice on the wheel. No way. Oh.
All right, LSU win total 8.5.
All right, pull up the schedule one by one.
This is a fun one, too.
This one's brutal. This is another one I'm going to be honest, I don't fully get. Clemson?
I'll give LSU that. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
I love Chris Pazina. Love him.
Yeah. Okay.
La Tech.
Yep.
At Ole Miss, I'm picking Ole Miss.
We're taking Ole Miss, yeah.
Texas A&M, I'm taking the Aggies.
A&M.
I agree.
McNeese State, yep. Not a state.
Not a state. McNeese will give them a run for their money, though. Book it.
At Kentucky, LSU wins.
4.
Mississippi State, that's a win.
5.
At Auburn, right now I would pick them. But okay. If you want to say Auburn wins that, I'm
that's whatever. The 8th straight game in a row. That's 6.
Bye week. Alabama. I would take Alabama.
Yep.
Lane can't do it.
You would take Alabama at home?
Yeah, Lane can't beat Bama.
Okay.
Texas.
At home.
Yep.
Dude, their Tennessee, schedule is rocking.
It's crazy. At Tennessee.
Tennessee's not going to be good. I think Auburn beats Tennessee.
And then at Arkansas.
Win.
So we've that's got eight. That's Texas, eight. Alabama.
That's losses to Bama,
A&M,
Texas,
Ole Miss. And that's 4 losses.
Yep, 8-4. 8-4 with a couple wild cards in there.
What's the line? 8.5?
Yeah, under.
I think it's under. That's counting Clemson and Auburn as wins. And I also think just going to Tennessee after playing Alabama and Texas is going to be brutal for them.
I am just not on the Sam Levitt train either.
I'm not there either, dude.
I've never been.
I like Hassan Longstreet a ton, but is he ready for that? I don't know.
Do y'all know what Sam Levitt's passing totals were against Mississippi State 2 years in a row?
No.
He was 10 for 20 in the first go-around and 10 for 22 in the second go-around. He threw for under 100 yards both times. And in the second go-around, they lost. He threw 2 interceptions. I just don't understand. He's got so much mileage off that playoff appearance. So much mileage.
I have watched way too much Big 12 football for my liking over the last 2 years, and I can tell you. I can tell
you. Can't
you
can't say that. You can't say that.
I never said
you it. Cover a Big never, 12 team. You can't never say came that. For me.
Well, never said that then. Yeah. It was a different persona. Orange Crush said that. He told me. And I can tell you, I don't believe in Sam Levitt. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Don't believe in it.
I'm with you. I don't believe
Orange
in
Crush. Either. Orange Crush doesn't believe in it from all the things that he saw. So.
All right. So we went under.
I think we went under there, yeah.
I think okay. Their ceiling is 8 wins. Well, I guess, you know, they probably could win once. The ceiling is probably 9 wins. Why would you do that?
Real quick. Anderson Sloan says, hey, guys, any advice to help keep my podcast interesting during the off season or how to gain more viewers in the regular season?
Consistency is the biggest thing, man.
Yeah,
dude. Just got to put it out there, bro. List it up.
Volume you know. And grind. If you think the topic might not be something that's interesting, do it anyways. Eat the frog. That's what I would say.
Yep.
There you go. You never know what people like in the off season. Should we spin that wheel?
I do a podcast to no one for a long time before you start doing it for people. That's the part nobody sees.
Yeah, it's like that. It's that that quote from the one of the newer Ghostbuster movies. It's like you're my subscriber. Love that. I love that.
That's great.
Really adds its touch in the 42nd episode. Yeah. Let's Emma, spin the wheel. Here we go.
Spin that wheel.
All right, do it.
Got quiet for way too long. Spin it.
All right. This might be the most important question we ask.
Kyle takes his shirt off.
On this one.
Is it this season?
Over under for this season. Does Kyle take a shirt off over or under?
So I can't pick because I can manipulate this.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's one of those things where
I'm going to think something happens where the chat convinces you to remove your shirt. I'm going to take the over.
I can't play devil's advocate here and say, you know what? I believe in his love for public display of affection. He wants to keep it civil. I think it's the over two. So,
yeah. I think that's probably overall a safe bet. It's probably a safe bet.
I think
especially if Auburn, if that Florida game,
Oh, that's what we should have said. That's what we should have put the line. What week should have been week. When Kyle takes his shirt off the first time.
Tarps could come off.
3.5
Tarps could come off if Auburn.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Jacob J's all over. Someone's going to drop a $50 super chat telling Kyle to do it anyway.
At that point, this is no longer a super chat. This is OnlyFans, right? Is that how it was? That's how that works.
Oh, let's man.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think the over could be a safe bet. I can't tell you one way or the other, but I think that might be a safe bet.
Yeah. Per source, right?
I mean, I peed with my mic on. I mean, there's a good chance for anything happening.
But you didn't mean to, so I don't feel like that's the same.
You're right. That's maybe not the same. Spin that wheel.
Here we go. I'm spinning it. I'm spinning the wheel.
Trumpets?
How many of these did you put on there?
I don't know. I'll tell you later.
When we do this one time, this bulb is just going to explode. Zach's facial expression gets me every time.
So Kyle told me, I asked him, I said, hey, how many trumpets should I put on the wheel? He said 2. And I said, okay. So I put 2. And then I added more.
So I'm like, is it just 2? And that was just crazy luck? Or, okay, got it.
There is 3. So we got 2 of the 3. So the luck is pretty high. I did
pretty
add
crazy
one
odds.
More. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't add like a million more.
All right. Let's spin the wheel.
All right. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Ooh. I like this one. 6.5 players.
I felt really good about this line, too. I felt really good about this one, too. So let's do this together.
Yeah.
So Byram.
Yep.
Yes.
4 backs.
4.
Cobb. Omar. Bryson. Nakai.
Yeah. Neptune.
So then you've got room for a slot receiver gadget situation.
Do they do that a lot, though?
Or... another quarterback coming in and playing.
Like a Tia getting a rushing touchdown?
I think Tia is most likely to be 6. Does someone else get one?
I kind of like my thought process. A speedy Neptune, kind of like that.
What's the line? 6.5?
6.5.
I'm taking the
7. Okay. 5 is a lock. Feels like 5 is a lock.
Yeah. I think obviously Byram, Cobb, Washington.
Koger. Ooh.
Koger's interesting. Oh, Tay Meadows. Does he score one in one of those non-con? It's over. It's over 6.5. It's absolutely over 6.5.
I don't see that happening.
I think Tia gets one too, so I'm with you. I'm willing. I think it's 8. I think it's 8 because I think
if you get 4 backs and 2 quarterbacks, that's 6. Yeah. So does someone else get one? And I think they do. And his name is Cole Best. And I don't know what I'll do.
Get him one against Samford.
I just don't see. I don't think that happens. I mean, I think you're going to get like 5. Yeah.
Who are your 5? They're like.
I think you're going to get Byram, Cobb, Washington. Who's the kid for? I'm losing his name. Davenport. That's 4. And then. I mean, who else?
Omar?
Yeah, there's 5. There's your 5.
You don't think Tay Meadows scores a rushing touchdown in like a non-con game?
No.
You don't think Tristan Tia scores a rushing touchdown this year?
No.
I'm taking over.
He may throw one.
Over 6.5.
In my scenario, you can't just have Tia. You got to have Tia and Tay Meadows. What's more likely? that both of those guys score a rushing touchdown, or one of them scores a rushing touchdown?
Both of them score a rushing touchdown.
I don't think so. And that's not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing that it goes under.
That's but you crazy. See, you see, like, backup running backs and quarterbacks score in those types of games.
Last year for South Florida, 1, 2, 3, 4, they had 5. I know, but that's not
Isaac got hurt in the beginning of the season. I'm
Cole
sure.
Skinner had 2 rushing touchdowns last year. So an offensive lineman could actually score.
Oh wow.
How about that one?
That makes me want to smash the over even more.
AU89 says, what about a pick six? That would not be a rushing touchdown. So these are just rushing touchdowns.
No wide receivers had a rushing touchdown. It was all running backs.
How many quarterbacks got one last year? Just Byram?
Only Byram.
Yeah. Yeah, Hewitt was 2 rushes for -5 yards. They didn't do anything other than him.
He did throw a touchdown, though, on a fake punt. That was pretty sweet.
Neptune got 6 carries for 40 yards. So they did try it, but not a lot.
I just don't think they don't do the jet sweep stuff. Like, they're not that's just not Golish's thing, I don't think.
No, but I think you'll see other backs score.
Maybe. Tay Meadows, I think, has more likelihood to score on a pass, on a reception, than out of the backfield.
Okay.
All right. Not with you on that.
Before I hit this, spin the wheel one more time, if you haven't already, just smash that like button. It's free. It's easy.
And subscribe, too, if you haven't already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please. Yeah. Premium membership. I mean, nobody's pumping out more premium content than us. And it's good stuff, too. It's not just filler stuff.
Yep.
Coffee and cornbread is what I can't wait to see.
You guys got
my bad. Spin the wheel.
Look at that. Here we go.
Do it.
Let's spin the wheel.
7 dudes scoring a rushing touchdown. There's no chance.
There we go. Finally.
Card of the day.
I've been very excited about this one. Got it ready. There's only 8 of these graded ever. Okay. These are so rare. I can't stress how hard it is to find these. I didn't know it existed. I found one. I did research. There's only 8 of them. Jabari Smith, Auburn Uni, Kaboom.
It's so cool.
It's amazing.
Is it
I love
signed?
It so much.
No? It's the only Auburn Kaboom? Like any,
only
any
Auburn Uni Kaboom. Yep.
Wow.
And there's 8 graded, and I found
That's
one.
So cool.
So wait, hold on. Explain that to me. You said there's 8 graded, but it's that Kaboom is the only card.
Kaboom that has an Auburn uniform on it.
But there's 8 of them that are graded.
There's
Jabari.
8 Jabari Auburn of that, 8 copies of that card graded. Yeah,
and that's a 9. And I think you told me earlier, you said there is no 10s. So that's the best graded one.
I was wrong on that. There's 2 10s. I was wrong on that.
No, okay. Still cool. Still cool.
Love
that's awesome. That.
There we go.
Love that.
All right.
Here we go.
Spin the wheel.
Let's spin the wheel. Oh, we almost had double digit. We almost had a second one.
Georgia. Ooh.
Don't even have to look at the schedule. It's over.
Yeah, like what 3 losses would they get? What 3 losses would they get? And I don't know.
I at least want to see the schedule.
Yeah, we can count it out. Let's just name it off and say, can they
lose? Let's try to find 3 losses just for the sake of it. But I just.
Yeah. Tennessee State, Western
Kentucky. They struggle in Tuscaloosa. So I don't know. That could be one.
Okay.
God,
Tennessee State, Western Kentucky, Arkansas. What about the Oklahoma game?
Wow, what a schedule. It's at home.
I mean, Oklahoma's in Athens. Yeah, if it's in Norman, I feel a little different about it.
It's at Bama, October 10th in Tuscaloosa. At Ole Miss. We took Georgia when we had Ole Miss's schedule. And then I don't think Georgia Tech is as good as they were last year.
They're going to win 12 games. They're going 12-0.
I mean,
I think they're 11-1 at the worst.
Is they're 10-2 worst case.
If this line is 10.5, I think I'm still taking the it's a very favorable draw for Georgia this year.
Man. That hurts to see.
They're returning a ton, too. I was doing my first look, and they're returning a ton of, like, I think they are bringing 13 defenders back that have logged 200 or more defensive snaps at Georgia, not just transfers at Georgia. So
that feels good.
Oklahoma in Athens at Bama.
I mean, I'd love for us to win there, but still, like, they still got wiggle room.
The line again? 9.5?
Yeah.
Stack it to your chin up here. Stack the chips up to your chin.
Yeah, I just don't see that one. See how it's not. Yeah, I don't see the three losses.
10-2 floor.
It might be a little bit too much book here, but like when I look at Auburn's schedule, that's the first one where I'm like, I don't think there's any chance at all. Like every other game, I'm like, yep, there's a chance. There's a chance I get the Georgia. I'm like, I can't give myself the.
There's some matchups I'm super concerned about in that game for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Let's spin it. Spin the wheel.
What does this mean?
Is this the video?
Yeah.
Did Kyle delete it? Nope.
Orange and blue.
Perfect.
I mean, it's crazy we have the first time that like actually happened.
What's funny is that I mean, I literally pumped that audio into Suno and it created trumpets.
That is like the origin story of the lore of the trumpets. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I love that we have, it's like the only thing you haven't deleted in here, which is great.
Can never get rid of that. That's the barn vault right there.
I just want to say this, like, I'm not saying orange and blue. I'm saying orange and Ballou because Cade Ballou hit a home run.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yes, you did. You're right. I did say it wrong, but yeah. No, but it does sound good. It does sound good, orange and blue. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're good. I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying that in general, as far as the lore goes. So.
God.
Spin it.
Should I spin the wheel again?
I think we should.
Here we go. Spin the spin it. Wheel. Yes. Over under. On Brad actually joining the Bardencast this year, 1.5, not just sitting in.
Can I ask a qualifying question?
Yes, the link.
Any Bardencast from now until the end of the football season, or is it
all
just
these over unders are for the football season?
Okay. Can Sunday Bardencast count?
I mean, I think we officially have started the over unders now, so sure.
Okay, I'm gonna say over.
I think he thinks he's too good for us.
I could manipulate Brad into the over here, I think. I don't know. It depends on whatever Zach's bet is. He's going to do whatever Zach says.
So you're saying that it would have to be manipulated for him to get the over, not on his own free will.
I'd rather Brad be on all the barn casts.
If it's free will, I would bet I would take out a whole second mortgage on the under. If it was free will.
Like if we don't have to, like if we just never said anything, thank you, Abinator. Brad says y'all don't let him. He's a liar. He has the same login we do.
And we literally asked him before we got on today.
He knows.
Now he did leave his computer, so we're anxious for that one.
Did he left his computer? Left it in the box. I'm pretty sure he might have only bought the display box. He might not have purchased anything.
I didn't know what to do. I like literally walked downstairs. We recorded like at 8 a.m, so it was a little earlier than normal. And I like walked downstairs. I'm like, I need a Diet Coke. Like, I can't.
Did you see that, Kyle?
Christian, I know you texted me about it. Kyle, did you see that?
What's that?
The start of Village Vice today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like walked downstairs like mid show. Like, I'm like, I need a second. That was insane.
So funny.
My daughter sat with me today, watched Village Vice for the first time. Knows who Zach is because we do shows together. And she's like, hey, that's Zach. That's your buddy. It's like, yeah. So he leaves and he goes, where did Zach go? Is he playing hide and seek? Because he just left. He just left for like half the show.
That's so
funny. Downstairs, my wife's like, aren't you recording? I'm like, yeah, I needed a second.
Okay.
All right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
All right, fine. Let me go. Spin the wheel.
I'll get a few more in. I don't know if we're going to get through the whole wheel tonight.
No.
Ooh.
This is another line I felt pretty good about.
Yeah. I'm going to go over.
Recruiting rankings on signing day, 10.5 over under for audio folks.
I'm thinking like 12 or 13-ish.
Yep. That's where I sit too.
And I think it could be even a little bit higher than that. And it's not because I think we like lose a bunch of folks. It's just that there's some teams like Georgia and LSU that are sort of just kind of hanging out behind Auburn that I feel like will probably add some big time players. And when you look at Auburn's point total, particularly on 247, and compare it to last year's point totals and where it would have landed them in last year's class, it was like 14th, I think. So it's a great class. It lacks the where it has a ton of depth and fills a lot of needs. It lacks like that top end, like superstar guy, like at least on paper. So I'm going to say over. I think 13th or 14th.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I like the chat that's saying 11 or 12. That's where, when I was typing this in, 12 was the number I landed at. So I like that.
Yeah. I mean, like I'm not crazy about thinking that Auburn's going to get Carlos May. That would help a ton.
It would.
Probably going to get James Branch this weekend, but James Branch is not going to shoot your ranking up. You know what I mean?
Are we supposed to get him now?
I think so.
Oh.
Good. And then you got to ask the question, how many bump from 4 to 5 stars? How many bump from 3 to 4 stars? What does that do at your rankings?
That does matter. Yeah. For Auburn to finish up there, they would need a few guys to get some bumps.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Isaac McNeil's a 5 star. I don't care. Don't let the recruiting ranking propaganda fool you.
Hey, and here's a good one. Before you spin the wheel, this is a good one, actually. Byron Brown had 2 games of 300 yards passing last year. Over or under 1.5 this year. 300-yard passing games.
First off, I love that the chat gave us over-unders here. Thank you. This is exactly what I want, to get more of the Barn faithful involved. I'm going over. I think he gets 3.
I'll say under.
It was 1.5, right? Or was it 2.5?
Yeah. Oh, it was 1.5. But I'm going to say he still gets 3. I think he does better than he did last year.
Yeah, I think he at least gets 2. So I'll take the over.
I'll say under.
Okay. Spin the wheel.
You said Isaac McNeil is guaranteed a 5-star. And don't let the Kyle fool you either. Nash Johnson will be a 4-star.
I can't believe you're so low on Nash. That's crazy to me.
That makes me physically angry that when you say that every single time.
Should have put over under how many times we say nasty on the pod. That's not one. So, all right, here we go. Spin the
7.5. I don't even have to look at the schedule. I'm going under.
Tennessee win total 7.5. I think it's an under too. I think that we have a conversation in the middle of the season, potentially even after, like, or even a week after the Auburn game, that we're like, is Josh Heupel on the hot seat? Like, I think that's where we are at.
All right.
Some of it's not Furman, his doing. Win.
At Georgia Tech.
Loss. Right off the bat.
Wow. Versus Kennesaw State.
That one could be tough, but they got rid of their quarterback, so I'm going to say win.
Not a state. Texas.
Loss.
Auburn.
Loss.
At Arkansas.
I'll give them that one.
Alabama.
Loss.
At South Carolina.
It's going to be a tough one.
Kentucky at home.
I'm going to say win there.
At A&M.
Loss.
LSU at home.
Loss.
At Vandy.
Win.
That's 6.
I think they're 6-16.
The 6-6 Davis job?
No.
See the coach after a 6-6 season?
Man, I'm just kidding. He might be. They went, 8-5 last year? Potentially.
He hasn't had a losing record in conference play yet. If they fire him, I think that'd be a very knee-jerk reaction.
Here's why I would disagree, okay? And unless one of these quarterbacks explode, okay, the Nico thing was out of his control. But how many cycles now have you had to remedy it? Okay, so the Nico thing was out of your control, so I'll give you last year. But you have had multiple chances to fix it. You're rolling in with what, a redshirt freshman and a true freshman, and the true freshman's looking like he may win the job. Like, you could probably sell. Go ahead.
Well, and don't forget, though, I mean, we were talking about it a second ago. Levitt left Oxford, left Baton Rouge, thinking Lane Kiffin, to go to Knoxville because they were ready to drop a bag, and then LSU upped it. So, yeah. I mean, they were going hard and, you know, big game hunting for a QB in the portal. They just missed.
Didn't get it. They're not going to be too happy
about it. It falls on the head coach. Like, whether it's his fault or not, like, it does fall on the head coach.
I don't think he loses his job. 6-6 would be a tough look. He probably would have.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they're going to be very good at all. But that's just me. So, I'm wrong often. Jacob J, over under 1.5 inappropriate misclicks this season.
Over. Man, as bad as the original misclick, I'm gonna say under.
We get some happy triggers, my man.
I'm gonna say under. The original misclick was insane, though.
I'm gonna go over. Yeah. That means we only have to do one more. And like in theory, there's gonna be more inappropriate stuff in the chat. That's this year, true. If there's more viewers.
That's probably true.
I'm going over.
All right.
Spin that wheel. All right.
We go for an hour. We got like 4 minutes. If you got more over-unders, drop them in the chat.
Let's spin that wheel. Let's get two more spins in.
All right, here we go. Spin that wheel. Ooh. SEC wins for Auburn set at 4.5. Over-under. Do they have a winning record in the SEC this year? That's the question.
So my thought process for this line was Mississippi State, Arkansas, Vandy, and one more. Can you get another one? That's kind of my thought for this line.
If you believe you can get Florida and Tennessee, it's an easy
five. That's five.
And that's it. That's five.
And I believe that.
Yeah. 4.5, though. Golly, that 4-4 seems like such a safe conference record to take. I'm going to take 5-3, though. I think they knock off Florida and Tennessee.
It's nine now.
What do you mean nine? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So that would be what? That would be six.
It's either 4-5 or 5-4 if you're picking your over-under.
Oh, God, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to go 5-4. I think they get Florida and Tennessee.
And I still think that LSU game is one to pay attention to, and that would be my six. So I'm on the over side as well.
I'll take the over. There's no reason not to.
Love it.
All right.
Last one. Last spin of the night, folks.
All right, here we go.
Spam the chat. Say spin that wheel in the chat. Here we go. Spin.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait. We got one. Ooh. Over under. Auburn has a combined 300 yards in the tight end room. I think that's actually on the wheel. We haven't hit it yet.
But well, we can answer it right now. Yeah.
I think I would go under on that.
I think so too.
Not because of ability, just because that's just not what this system does. It has nothing to do with the ability. I think they're capable of that. Jake Johnson, Eccles, Fordingham. This
it
is
was
not
like
what they do.
Right at 300 last year. Okay. Sullivan had 176, Eccles had 109. And then Wolf had 1-7. So it's like almost right. It's like just under 300. I think it's like 290 something. So.
Yeah.
And I don't think that running back room is as deep as it is now. So although the running backs don't get a lot of receiving, I still think that takes away more from the tight ends than anything. So yeah, I think under as well.
Yeah. I think Zach said it perfectly. I don't think it means our tight end room's bad or anything. They just don't really do that very often. That's just not their game.
Yep.
Last spin of the night.
Here we go. Last spin. Hit. No whammies. Ooh, fun one to end the night. Over under, how many catches for Bryce Kane set at 9.5?
Wow. That seemed like on the surface, that seems so incredibly low. But he's only had 6 catches ever.
And, like, how many slot guys do we think are ahead of him? And if, like, Neptune's your pri- you know, is Neptune ahead of him? Yes. Is Deshaun Spencer ahead of him? Yes, Nimrod, as we're assuming, is going to be the starting slot guy.
Bryce didn't get injured in spring, right?
I don't think so.
So there was no reason that he couldn't have been. Was he held out of the spring game? I can't remember.
I think he played.
So there's no reason like he couldn't have been Deshaun Spencer in the spring game, right?
Right.
I don't mind that take.
I'm gonna
seven
say under.
Wide receivers that South
I think
Florida
it's under two, and I don't want it to be, but I think it is.
Under 9.5? Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
I'll for the over. Folks in the chat saying over, I'm pulling for Bryce, but yeah. I'd love to hear the argument as to why. Like, do you think he's above Neptune and Spencer? Because I don't think you can have three or four slot guys all have 10 catches.
So Bryce maybe that's Kane my argument?
Bryce Kane had three catches for 21 yards in the spring game.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Deshaun had nine for 100.
I think it's basically a slight over for me. South Florida had seven wide receivers surpass 10 receptions or more last year.
Oh, that's interesting. So let's think through that.
Yeah.
So Singleton.
Now, two of those seven were 11 receptions. Just want to make that clear.
Were they all receivers?
Yeah, all the ones that I put on this list, seven were wide receivers. They weren't the leading. There was a tight end in there, but seven wide receivers had 10 or more receptions last year at South Florida.
Oh, that may change my answer. Let's think about this. So Singleton,
one,
Koger,
two,
Jazz,
three,
Neptune,
four.
Deshaun Spencer,
five.
Brian Williams,
six.
He'd be next.
Would it be him or Turner, right? Wouldn't that be the next one?
I think he's more likely to
what about Pettigrew? Turner.
Or Pettigrew.
Corey Pettigrew. Where does he fall on that list? He only
had three receptions last year.
He was right behind Koger on that left outside wide receiver, but does Sam Turner healthy overtake him?
I don't think so. I would think Pettigrew would be over Sam Turner.
It's going to be tough, man. That's going to be tough. I still think it's going to be under. But it may be nine on the dot.
I'm ending the show on a boog. He's going to get it.
Why not?
I don't think it has to mean a bad thing, though, if he goes under. For him it does, but not for Auburn, you know? Right. I want him to have 30 catches.
I mean, that's true. Seven wide receivers had 10 or more last year, but Nimrod was hurt.
He was.
But, I mean, what are the odds of all those receivers, you know, your top five receivers staying healthy?
Probably slim. You're probably right there.
So, I mean, that's an argument for Bryce in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm still going under.
I'm going over.
I am too, but I'm glad we talked through this because the argument makes more sense. But I don't know if I buy it, but it does make more sense.
That was fun.
There's a chance he beats out Christian Neptune. There's a chance.
There's a chance what?
There's a chance that Bryce Kane's above Christian Neptune.
Maybe if he's not healthy. I don't know. It feels like Christian Neptune,
right?
Feels like Christian Neptune's the guy. Like they want to play him.
He's fast.
Now he's going to return. I think he may return punts, which is how he got injured. I think. In spring, but God, that's those slot guys. There's so many of them. It's gonna be tough. I like Bryce though, and I'm pulling for him. I love guys that stick it through, man. I want to see guys hang in there and get it done. So I'm pulling for him to go. I'm pulling for him to go over. I just think he's gonna. I think it's gonna be under. Unfortunately. Anything else? Guys, that was incredible. We need to save these. Shoot, we could use these for next week.
Yep.
Just keep it rolling.
Got a full wheel ready for next week.
Yeah, the wheel saves, so we just add more to it. Those ones will stay on there. So if you have good questions, pop out of the live chat, go into the actual video and drop a comment so we can see the comments and pop one of your over-under questions right on this
video. Well, I like that.
We can add it to the wheel. A
couple things coming up program-wise. Live dive tomorrow. With me and Brad, 10 o'clock. A lot of folks are always say, oh, I missed it. You know, we normally drop Village Vice at 11. It's an hour earlier on Friday. So come hang out for that. Also, Christian and I, for members only, we're going to start doing energy drink reviews. And we have a special edition one that I think it's like a 7-Eleven exclusive. Christian's like, we've been texting about it. It's like, I finally found it. It's a 7-Eleven. I'm like, we don't have those here. So I ordered them from Amazon. They're supposed to be here tomorrow. So that'll drop sometime tomorrow or Saturday.
How long is that review?
Depends how good the drink is.
Yeah. We'll see. We're going to see how I feel at the beginning, too, because I'm limiting my coffee intake until we meet up. So hopefully his Amazon driver doesn't show up at midnight.
Zach, yeah, I think I'm maybe like before 9 p.m. tomorrow. So we'll see.
I'm getting close to becoming a C4 guy. Now I'm for sale. So any energy drink company out there.
Did we miss a super chat? Somebody said we missed a super chat. Oh, we did.
Oh, Golish Carry Heupel.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they say.
I mean, Malzahn, Gary Chizik.
True.
Good point.
I mean, can't Golish Carry Heupel. That's what I'm hearing.
He has a legitimate point. I mean, their offense hasn't really been that great since he's been gone. Okay, I'm not gonna do that ever again.
I loved it. No, you keep that up. That was good.
We're gonna get out of here, guys. Thank y'all for listening.
For the first time.
All the shows you got tomorrow. We got a Barncast Sunday night.
Yeah.
Coffee and cornbread starts next Monday morning, bright and early. Make sure you're subscribed and ready for that. We're gonna get out of here. War Eagle, guys.